This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A wildfire burning near the Twin Lakes Recreation Area was likely started by an abandoned campfire. A U.S. Forest Service investigator found a fire ring near the Interlochen Trail that appears to have been poorly extinguished and deserted days before the wildfire was reported. The Park County Sheriff's Office says authorities have no leads on who may have abandoned the campfire. A CPR News analysis shows that campfires are one of the most common known sources of wildfires across Colorado. Inflation is cooling in the state, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Prices in the Denver metro area rose 2.7% in May from a year ago. 2 years ago, prices rose more than 9%. Prices at the supermarket are actually down, government data show. CU senior economist Richard Wobegund says people have a strong psychological reaction to food and gas prices, and that the new data means people will be feeling better about costs.
They should be a little bit more confident that inflation's not running away, that they're not going to get overwhelmed by inflation.
Services like healthcare and education are still getting more expensive, but prices aren't rising as fast. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says he supports protections for in vitro fertilization. Democrats in the Senate want to advance a bill to make IVF more accessible and affordable. Hickenlooper's own family expanded through that procedure.
To restrict that to some states and not others, to some people and not others, seems kind of a travesty of what this country should be about.
Most Republican senators are against the bill. A popular waterfall and historic bridge near Manitou Springs are set to reopen tomorrow. Rainbow Falls closed in 2021 when falling rocks made the parking lot unsafe. Visitors can now park away from the falls and take a shuttle there. The cost is $20 per car. Access is free without a vehicle, but officials say walking or biking along the road to the falls is discouraged for safety reasons. This is CPR News.